Welcome to Change Your Mindset podcast, where it's all about believing in and executing on different and innovative ways to strengthen both your leadership and communication skills to help increase your success, and especially in today's disruptive business environment. One of the most effective ways of building stronger leadership and communication skills is by embracing the principles of improvisation. Yes, that's right, improv. Your host, Peter Margaritis, is an improv virtuoso. He's also a certified speaking professional and a CPA, also known as the accidental accountant. Each episode of Change Your Mindset is designed to bring you different and innovative ideas, thoughts, and behavioral changes on a variety of differing topics, with the sole purpose of strengthening your critical soft skills. We may call them soft skills, but they are the hardest to master. And when we do, greater success and growth is the result. So jump in and start changing your mindset now. Let's start the show.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. We're going to take a little side street here. If you looked at the title of this episode, I'm pretty sure you've kind of figured out what I might be potentially doing here in the near future. So in June 29th, 2016, I started this podcast. It was first titled Improv is No Joke, that I changed it to Change Your Mindset podcast. And I'm coming up on 7 years on the podcast. And I've had so much fun with it. I've met so many great people. I've had some guests. And but beginning last year, I started thinking, you know what, I'm not going to stop the podcast. I have tooled it down a bit, primarily because I'm a W-2 person now, and I'm working for Oklahoma State University, and they keep me pretty busy during the day and even on the weekends, and also running my business about 75%, 60 to 75% what it was prior to joining Oklahoma State. So I don't have a whole lot of free time. But I wanted to do something different, something a little bit fun, something that kind of talks to my background. Because most of you don't know that I was born and raised in Lexington, Kentucky, which is bourbon country. And so much so that my father was in the liquor business. You know, he owned a liquor store at Meadowthorpe Subdivision. And my father named this store State Liquor Store. And he did that for a reason. I mean, my dad was a marketing genius in some aspects, because he knew a lot of people from Ohio coming to Kentucky. And in Ohio, and living in Ohio for the past, prior to moving to Oklahoma, 25 plus years, liquor stores, you look at State Liquor Store, State Liquor Store. That's why he named his liquor store in Kentucky. He thought that that would attract more people from Ohio to come to his liquor store. He had competition across the street and maybe a quarter mile down the road. So, you know, he did that. And, you know, when I was a kid and in junior high, he actually told me that he was the first person in Kentucky to put a drive-through window at his liquor store. Now, I was born in 1960. At the end of 1960. So this is like 60, 69, 70. I don't know. I've kind of lost track of when exactly. But he was telling me that he had done that, and he wanted to hire me to go into the back. He had a parking lot behind his building, and he had these two big barrels that the people would buy their liquor, come in, take it in the back, sit around there and party and talk a bunch of BS. And my job was to go in there on Saturday afternoon and clean up the bottles that didn't make it in. And they had some grass back there I had to cut. And it was an experience, I tell you what. But it taught me a lot about hard work, and maybe about not drinking that much bourbon at times, but that's okay. I may have lost, didn't remember that maybe in my college days, but I don't remember. Not any of that stuff. So I kind of grew up, and I grew up in the liquor business with my father. And then I go off to college, University of Kentucky. And one of the people I met early on was my best friend from college to this day. His name is Tom Morey. I know Tom's listened to this because I sent him the link to this episode and asked him to listen to it. And Tom and I, back in those days, there wasn't small batch. There wasn't, single barrel. There wasn't craft. It was just bourbon. And primarily, we could afford was Jim Beam. And we used to call that football bourbon because we could sneak that into the football games at Commonwealth Stadium in Lexington and just, drink in the stands and stuff. And actually, there's been a few stories over the years back then that, some of my, I was in the fraternity of Theta Chi, and some of my fraternity members may have overindulged and would leave at halftime without telling anybody. Nobody would find them until they got back to the fraternity house and they're passed out in bed. So, but it was cheap. It was easy. And now that's what, who wasn't, it wasn't, it was just bourbon. And if we had a little extra money, we'd go buy some Maker's Mark because that was top shelf. And actually, as I'm looking at this picture, I have a picture of my father. And this was taken in, I think, 1962. So he was a lot younger then. But I'm looking at this, and he's standing behind his counter in his liquor store, an Old Forester. Now, I'm not talking about Old Forester 1910, 1920, Statesman, any of that. Just regular old Forester is top shelf bourbon up there with, I see Jack Daniels, which is a Tennessee whiskey. Really, it's a Kentucky bourbon made in Tennessee, but I just really upset a lot of people right now. And I see Maker's Mark is about what I can make out of that. So, I've grew up around it, and I've had my fair share of sampling of bourbons over the years. And I've always been, my father told me early on, he said, son, don't drink bourbon with Coke. The caffeine in Coke will make your hangover worse. You drink it with water or you put ice in it and let it melt. And over time, I moved from bourbon and Coke to bourbon with ice and bourbon with water. And you know what? I think with all those years of drinking bourbon, I really like it neat. That's my favorite way, but you got to be careful when it's neat, especially those higher proofs. So when I was at Ohio Dominican University, I was teaching a master's of accounting class, and I had these two gentlemen from White Castle Systems, John Kelly and Jamie Richardson, who were in my class. And we became pretty, we got along really well. You can see maybe this could be a somewhat of a friendship. And one of the other faculty members' name is, I just like to call him Dr. J. It's Dr. J. Young. At the end of the term, once finals were over, we got together at Fido's Irish Pub in Columbus, Ohio. And we get to the pub, and Maker's Mark is doing a promotion there. And we just think, what's that? And I went, you don't know what Maker's Mark is? They went, no, we've never heard of it before. I went, okay, I'm going to turn you on to some bourbon. I'm going to turn you on to some Maker's Mark bourbon. Long story short, fast forward to today. John Kelly and Jamie Richardson. Jamie, they're connoisseurs of a variety of different types of whiskey, and with all the respect to the whiskey as possible. But John really took to that Maker's Mark a whole lot. So much so, he's a level 3, working on a level 4, I believe, whiskey somm. He has traveled over into Irish whiskeys, Scotch. He's traveled, through Ireland, through Scotland. He's traveled the Bourbon Trail. I mean, and this guy has a collection of bourbon that is far beyond many people that I know that have bourbon collections. It is one very unique, very impressive, and he either credits me or blames me for this passion that he has created, because he said I was the one who started him down this path so many years ago. So when I talk about Tom Morey, I talk about John Kelly and Jamie Richardson and Jay Young, I'm going to have them on as guests. Now, I haven't decided if we're going to do, one-on-one or maybe twos or I don't know that. But, I think I just gave it away. Yeah, I'm going to start a bourbon podcast. I don't have the time. I mean, Oklahoma State keeps me really, really busy, as I've said. But this is something I want to try. I want to do. And there's something about, you know, and I'll go into the history of bourbon over the first three or four episodes. But I tell you what, if you want to get up to date on bourbon and the history of bourbon and how bourbon is the first regulated anything in this country, even before, you know, medicine, anything else, you need to watch the documentary Neat, The Story of Bourbon. It's on, I believe it's Netflix or it's Prime Video. And it is about an hour, 15 minutes. And it is a wonderful documentary talking about why bourbon is so unique. And it's Americana, because, you know, they say May 4th, you know, May the 4th be with you. May 4th of 1964, Congress passed a resolution basically saying what constitutes bourbon. You can make, have all the ingredients. I'll talk about that later. All the ingredients of bourbon. But if you make it in Mexico, you can't call it bourbon. It is all U.S. of A. So a lot of people don't know that. And a lot of people think that, you know, you can only, bourbon is only made in the state of Kentucky. Well, only the good bourbon. There's a lot of good bourbon out there. But there's something about the limestone water, the water that runs over the limestone in Kentucky that takes out the iron in it, that just helps give it that flavor. So I've thought a lot about this, and I'm not sure when I'm going to launch it. I will tell everybody in the intro of one of my upcoming podcasts. I'm putting the pieces together. I've got the name of the podcast. I have somebody I want to contact to do the logo. And the name of the podcast is going to be The Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey Snob. That's me. I'm a Kentucky Bourbon Straight Whiskey Snob. I was raised in bourbon. That's all that was ever around. And not that I don't like other bourbons. I do. But my go-to is that. And I owe John Kelly a lot of credit for helping me realize there are other things. I mean, he likes Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey. He knows that much as I do. But he's opened my eyes to tasting other types of bourbons. So I'm going to do this on YouTube. I'm going to, the first 5, 6, maybe 10 episodes, see what type of traction I can get there. And then I'll strip out the sound, send the sound, the audio to the people who do my iTunes podcast, the Apple podcast and Spotify, and get out to those other platforms. But I'm pretty stoked about this. I think, I don't know. I want to try new things. And this one, you know, when I think about the conversations I've had on an airplane, when I was traveling a lot, and John Barlow, for example, I'm going to get John on the podcast. John Barlow, I didn't know him from Adam. We both got upgraded in the first class from Atlanta to Columbus on Delta. And when the plane, while we were there, they said, would you like anything before we take off? And John said, I'll take a Woodford Reserve. I went, well, I'm having what he's having. And that flight, I don't know, we probably had maybe about 2 or 3. But the conversations we get into about life and kids, and I mean, I cracked one funny joke that it has much more of a visual context to it that doesn't go over well with audio, that just came to me on the fly when he was asking about kids and the closeness of kids with their parents and stuff. And when do we lose that? I still remember that vividly, and the number of conversations I've had with people, and I normally don't start them. When I hear bourbon, I'll make a comment to them, but that's enough to start a conversation. I met one of the restaurant owners at area in Vegas. He was on a flight with me back to Columbus. Nice enough guy. We just said, he asked me what I was drinking. I told him bourbon. And because he came on after I did, he says, well, I'll have one. And we just sat there, you know, it's about the, you know, in the movie, in the documentary, Neat, his name is now escaping me. I'll come back to that story here in a minute. But it's about the people you meet, and it's the conversations you have, and the catalyst a lot of times is just a bourbon, and that's, you know, what I'm thinking about doing now. I got this idea from a friend of mine in Columbus, Ohio, who started, his name is Dino Tripodis, started this whiskey business podcast. I've interviewed Dino on my podcast. And he talks about a bottle. He has people over. And sometimes there's a specific topic that they're going to talk about. And it could be almost anything, or they do a special show for the Oscars or the Grammys or stuff. They're all live and in person. Unfortunately, I won't be able to do that as much as I would love to do it. I won't be able to do it at that frequency. But I think by doing it on Zoom and videoing it and eventually putting the audio out on Apple Podcasts, I don't know. Maybe some of these stories we have, you know, we open up some can of worms, or we open Pandora's box, or we have fun just reminiscing on stuff and remembering, you know, our past and how, what we're doing today and what the future looks like. I don't know. I don't know what this is going to sound like. I don't know what it's going to look like. All I know is I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And I'm looking forward to bringing this to you all. And hopefully you stay with me during this. You know, I'm not closing down the Change Mindset podcast. I can't. I've invested 7 years into it, and I need to keep moving forward. I may do some shaking up of it, but right now I still enjoy it. And you know, you keep, as long as you're enjoying it. I may not have the time for it sometimes. It may seem a little stressed, but as long as you're enjoying something, you got to keep doing it. And I hope to enjoy the Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey Snob podcast as much as I think I am. So if you have any comments, you want to be considered as a guest, please send me an email at peter@petermargaritas.com. And in the subject line, put the name of the podcast, the Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey Snob Podcast. And I'll start lining up guests, and I'll have more details as we move forward. Today is April 10th. And I won't start this. I will not start this until after June 1. I need to wrap up this term, and things are starting to get busier. But once the term ends and I have a little bit more free time, I'll be lining up these podcasts. And by the way, we won't be recording these during the day before 5 p.m. These are going to be the after 5, unless some people want to do a little day drinking, which depends on the day, maybe a Saturday or Sunday, but not during the weekday. Because I want, you know, I want you to bring a bourbon that you want to talk about, that you like, bring some snacks. We're just going to have a good time. So I will leave it at that for now. So I thank you all very much for listening, being part of my audience for God knows how long. I can't thank you all enough for keeping. That's what keeps me going is the number of people who listen to this podcast. If I let them down, where are they going to go? And the podcast has its niche and it grows a little bit. That's fine. With that being said, thank you all for listening. Talk to you in a couple weeks.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.